This is an RNIB talking book.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
London by Ivo Brown.
Track 1.
Chapter 1 is preceded by a quotation from James Boswell. I have often amused myself with thinking how different a place London is to different people. They, whose narrow minds are contracted to the consideration of some one particular pursuit, view it only through that medium. The politician thinks of it merely as the seat of government in its different departments, a grazier as a vast market for cattle, a mercantile man as a place where a prodigious deal of business is done upon change, a dramatic enthusiast as the grand scene of theatrical entertainments, a man of pleasure as an assemblage of taverns and the great emporium for ladies of easy virtue. But the intellectual man is struck with it as comprehending the whole of human life in all its variety, the contemplation of which is inexhaustible. Chapter 1, Magnetic Monster. And the praise of London has been constant in English prose and poetry. No early salute was more eloquent and generous than that of the Scottish poet Dunbar, who, somewhere about the year 1500, called London his sovereign city, seemliest in sight, gem of all joy, and jasper of jocundity. He could hardly sing fairer than that. It is curious...